area. And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, and believe we had a phone call over to break. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much for always giving us the entire story and the details of the story that make all the difference when things come up and we ask you a question. You know, whether it's how they gerrymander the voting precincts and where they allow you to vote and where they allow you not to, or the story about the sewer lines. You know, it's the same way with the water line up on top of Manhattan Hill, and given the churches and the school water in perpetuity, and all of a sudden perpetuity ended. You know, thank you so much for all your efforts that you've done.
Oh, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Like I say, I've learned a lot through this, probably more than I ever wanted to know, for one thing. But I did learn to quit reading. Like I say, I kind of focus now on K-Man, Brady Bowman, and Dave Lewis, and of course Kathy's gone. But they do a wonderful job, and at least I can count on them for some honesty. And then of course our local TV stations there in Topeka and stuff. Why? I've gone to that pretty much on my news now, because in reading, I don't know what to believe anymore. And so it's been difficult for me. I had wanted to possibly, if my health was good, run one more term to try to keep, I think we got a solution maybe on this Wildcat Creek problem. But after this, I don't really think, I think I served my sentence and might need to just kick back a little bit. I'll see how this year goes, because Marvin Rodriguez is going to do a beautiful job at being the chairman, and that's where the big load is on the county commission, speaking engagements and then signing all those documents. And so thanks to Marvin for stepping up to the plate. Appreciate that, and that's, I guess, maybe because I nominated and got a second. But
I was going to say, he didn't really have much of a choice, did he?
Well, not really. But no, the other two commissioners, I mean, county commissioners across the state, and I know quite a number of them, and they all do a good job. County commissioners live with the people. They're embedded with the people. And it's not like when they get to Topeka or Washington, they get lost in the shuffle. But people have my phone number and know where I live. And so it's been enjoyable up until till November, and like I say, this deal, there's nothing hidden or anything, and I was upfront about it all my life. Whenever I told everybody, anytime anybody would ask me, so it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, and we're in 2018 now, and now I'm looking forward to trying to get the budget down. Even though we got a lot of expense coming up, so just be sure to listen to K-Man here, and we'll keep you posted. I should be back on probably in 3 months. We do a rotating basis, and if you have any questions, just be sure and call in and ask them.
We've got about 5 minutes left in the program, so if you have any last-minute questions, be sure to get those in, 785-537-1350. And tonight, Commissioner Governor Brownback will be doing the State of the State address, and I'm just curious what you're maybe hoping to hear, or if you even plan on listening to it or not, but what you're maybe hoping to hear from the perspective of a county commissioner.
Well, that's what I'm very interested in. I'm going to listen to it, because at this time we assumed that he would be back in Washington and have a different job, and then Lieutenant Governor Collier would be doing the speaking. So I'm anxious to see, when you're in this position that he's in, what he's actually going to have to say.
And we do have another phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Ron. First of all, I want to thank you for your time that you served our county. I always enjoy reading the articles that you write. I just one question. The bridge replacement out of Keet, mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. I read in the paper that it was in 2012 it became a priority. Why did it take 6 years if it was a priority?
If you notice, we prioritize things not at the end. There are need to be done in that year. It's just on the list, and we had the bridges up in the north end of the county, Fancy Creek. We had other bridges that were more deficient. This bridge is still functioning well. It's just on the list to be replaced, and then the half-cent sales tax money comes in. We have to have the money to be able to spend, so we do the most important ones first, and then this one has finally come up that we'll have the money in the sales tax to be able to pay for it. So it's a natural progression type thing, and they're listed how dangerous they are or how deficient they are, and it was a priority, but it wasn't immediate.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I thought it was interesting that they finally got around to it, and I can understand why now. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your time.
Actually, we wouldn't have gotten it this soon if the McDowell Creek Road bids would have come in at less than what they did, but it was going to be enormously expensive to do the north end of McDowell Creek Road, so we just shelved that job to go ahead and take care of situations like this.
All right. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thanks for all our callers. Had a lot of good ones today. And just a real quick, Commissioner, going back to Brownback's State of the State address tonight, do you expect them to address any local issues?
I really doubt it. I'm sure he has to be in a turmoil, not knowing where he's going to be or what he's going to be doing. I was hoping to hear some good news for the county, but I know the counties are the last ones. We're always left out. So I don't see that there's I'll keep my fingers crossed, but I can't see there's going to be anything in there that's going to really have a big impact on us, except I can guarantee it's probably going to cost us money, whatever it is.
And probably infrastructure. Anything he mentions about infrastructure is probably going to be perking the ears of county folks.
The state's financial condition, just as KDOT said, KDOT had told us several years ago, we're not going to spend any more money on additional lane miles. If the cities and counties want them, they'll have to pay for them themselves. So I'm not looking for good news for the county, but I can sure pray that there will be. I think it would probably just be the general state of the state, and I'm curious to see what the state of the state really is.
Of course, you guys have, all county commissioners across the state have probably done a pretty good job of just trying to focus on their county and do what they can with what you got.
Absolutely. This is where we live and work, and this is our main focus, and it's the most pure form of government, I guess I've always said, because people know you. You're right there. You don't leave town and go away and kind of disappear, so to speak, and then have the buddy system, And I understand how that works. I'll vote for your thing. You vote for mine. In counties, we have to face the people and actually do the work and pay for the county infrastructure and maintain it.
All right, very good. Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. Ron, thanks so much for coming on, as always. Dave, the ship is yours, sir.
And I can't thank you enough. Yes, we're moving up on 10 a.m. here at News Radio KMAN. In Focus tomorrow. Join us for the program at 9:06 as we'll have our guests from Pottawatomie County Schools and from the Riley County Senior Service Center. Debbie Nuss will be here in the studios.
When it comes to shopping, there's